All right. Welcome to the Red Pill Plus podcast. Trying to pull down the music and fade it out, and wouldn't work for some reason. So I don't know what that was about. So sorry about that. I was trying to talk over the music that was really loud. But this is the Red Pill Plus podcast and simultaneously the Dot Washburn Show podcast as well. Again, Dot Washburn, who normally is on here, is down and out. In fact, we had to dismantle his studio completely. And they have dryers all over his house trying to dry out all the moisture from a flood that they had. I think some appliances or maybe some water pipes burst, and quite a mess. But nevertheless, we are here on a early Saturday morning on, what is this, March the 23rd, I believe it's 23rd. We're so thankful that you've joined us here on the Dot Washburn Show and the Red Pill Plus podcast. Now, I'm going to do a little bit different show tonight. I know this is primarily sports and politics. What I'm going to do is kind of blend more life and less politics, more life and sports tonight. But I hope you can get some value out of this because I'm very careful about what I put. What I put on my show on the Red Pill Plus podcast, I'm not, you know, I just feel it and I do it. On Docs, I'm a little more careful just because on the Dot Washburn Show, just because he's very, very disciplined about what he puts on his show. He's really big on current events and things that are going on in the news and is happening present day. So part of this does qualify in that I'm going to be talking to you about what John Calipari, the coach of the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team, what I learned from him last night. So just a little bit of background. First of all, we are brought to you by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com. Thank you so much, redriverauto.com. If you are looking for a new or used car, just about any make or model of used car, any type of new car, they can get it for you at Red River Auto. And these are super conservative. You will love doing business with these people. RedRiverAuto.com. They ship anywhere in the United States, continental United States. You will love doing business with them. Tell them that the Red Pill Plus podcast and the Dot Washburn Show sent you. Also, Purpose Media Publishing. If you or a loved one is interested in publishing a book, we can get you published. We got about four books this week that came in that we're getting ready to get started on. PurposeMediaPublishing.com. So last night, a lot of you, and some of you could care less, you don't care, and that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about college basketball, even though that is kind of where the genesis of this started was. I was watching an interview last night with John Calipari, and John Calipari is the head basketball coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, who play in the Southeastern Conference. They're perennial power. Kentucky has been coach from years and years ago. Joe B. Hall is who I first remember way back in the day. And then for the last, I guess, 10, 12 years, been John Calipari. And John Calipari has gone to numerous Final Fours, several Elite Eights, won, I think in his 10 or 12 years there, has won the number one national championship. But the thing about Calipari is this: he has perennial, almost every single year, he will have a number one recruiting class. The second thing that is amazing about John Calipari is that he recruits players who typically almost always only play 1 year, and almost every single one of his players are in the NBA or a large portion percentage of his players are in the NBA. probably the level of basketball being played at Rupp Arena in Kentucky, in Lexington, is on par with a lot of lower tier NBA teams, because most of those guys end up going to the NBA. Now they develop and so forth in the NBA. I've never been a Calipari fan. I've never been someone who I looked up to him. Didn't like him or dislike him necessarily. Not a fan. And then last night, though, Kentucky, who was the number one seed, I believe, I'm pretty sure, and they played a 16 seed, which was, I believe, the lowest seed that there is. So you had the very best seeded team in the brackets playing the lowest seeded team, Oakland University out of Oakland, California. And Oakland beats them in the first round, which, you know. And so Calipari is up there, and they're talking to him. He's very gracious. They ask him some pretty pointed questions. Of course, it's humiliating when you lose to a team that you're supposed to not only beat, but just to probably to dismantle. But he's very gracious. But, and again, I'm not a John Calipari fan. I'm certainly not a Kentucky fan. I always pull against Kentucky. And so he's talking, and they ask him, said, "Man, are you real disappointed?" And he said, "Well," I said, "you know, we were 13 wins, 5 losses in the SEC. I believe if they didn't win the SEC tournament, but they won the SEC, I think, regular season. I think, yeah, Auburn won the actual end of the season SEC tournament, postseason tournament. And by the way, Auburn got bounced tonight by, can't remember now, but a really, really low-seeded team. And so he said, you know, we won 13 games, only lost 5. And he talked about the young men, you know, had almost all freshmen, and how good they were, how well they developed, and how most of those guys, and he said, I look back my 10 years, how many guys we've sent to the NBA and basically changed their lives forever. Now, let's just be honest. He's trying to, you know, make the fans feel better, and no fan's going to feel better when you should be going to the national championship, or at least playing very close to that championship game, and you get bounced in the very first game of the tournament. Nobody's feeling good about that. But it was what struck me was it wasn't what he said. It wasn't even that he was defending, because all coaches, I watched 2 or 3 coaches like Florida. I watched Bruce Pearl talk about how they had such a great year. And you kind of think of that as deflecting, you know, talking about how great a year we had, that we even got to make it to the tournament. And so all of us could say, oh, well, they were just deflected, making themselves and their players feel better and save face because they got knocked out early. But there's a lesson that I think we can learn, and that's what I want to talk about here tonight, is the lessons I believe that you can learn, and I learned from John Calipari. And what I began to think about was, you know, Kentucky doesn't realize this right now, but they have won, I'm going to safely say they've won 85-90% of their games in the last 10 to 12 years, probably fairly easily. They've won much, much more than they've lost. They've gone to the NCAA tournament, if not every single year, pretty much every year. Yeah, they've only won one national championship. Yes, they've played in several Elite Eights. They played in a few Final Fours. But they probably, after John Calipari is gone, there's a good and better chance, especially because of NIL, and I'll talk about this a little bit, expand on this a little bit later, but how recruiting has changed John Calipari. The NIL, and for some of you that are not sports fans, NIL is name, image, and likeness. And now colleges can pay players. So instead of people going to Notre Dame or going to LSU or going to Alabama or going to, you know, Ohio State, whatever, because of that school, they just go to where the most money is. But the difference is guys go to Kentucky because John Calipari can put them in the NBA. He has a knack for it. He can develop them, and they become NBA players. Now, would they be NBA players without John Calipari? I don't know. Probably, because he gets the very best of the very best. But the fact remains, if you bring any other coach in there, and again, I'm going to get to this here in just a moment, so hang with me. Don't leave me, because I'm going to show you what I learned from him last night that I kind of innately knew, but I think it will be so valuable to you and I. And that is, bottom line is, I've worked a lot of people in my life, and I've had a lot of employees. And something I've learned, no matter how disappointing someone can be, no matter how bad you want to let them go or fire them or help them get another job, I've rarely fired anybody. I just help them find another place to land. It's just that's worked better for me. But as bad as I wanted somebody gone, and I've had some that I wanted gone, you know, yesterday, there's one thing that I've learned is every, without exception, every single person that I have parted ways with, we'll put it that way, I've always missed something about the work they did. There was always something that was underappreciated. There was something wasn't fully realized until they were not there. And now that I'm older, I know that ahead of time. Hey, we got to make this decision. And there's parts of this person, some things I know, some things I don't know and don't realize that we are going to realize. But the negatives outweigh the positives, and we need to make a change. But at least I know that going in now, and used to, I was always shocked by that. Wow, I didn't realize they contributed this much. I didn't realize they did this. I didn't realize they did that. And you learn to appreciate and in advance. And so as I listen to John Calipari, now, the chance of John Calipari being fired, even though 2 years in a row they've lost. They lost last year to St. Peter's, small college. Then this year they lost to, who did they lose to? Oakland, to another tiny college, which are not supposed to lose those games. It's like Goliath getting beat 2 years in a row by David. And so, you know, there's a lot of banter and, you know, get rid of John Calipari. Well, the problem is, 2 years ago, they signed him to a lifetime contract. There's like a $33 million buyout. So if they were to fire him, they would still have to pay him $33 million. But none of that is the issue. That's not what I learned last night. What I learned last night was that, and maybe what I learned is a little bit of a misnomer. It's maybe more of what I was reminded of what I was reminded. And that is that there's people around you and I that we don't fully appreciate what they bring to the table. I'm actually preaching a funeral tomorrow for a lady by the name of Mary Martin. And Mary is one of those people that would blend in. She wouldn't stand out. She never ran public office, never accomplished anything as far as what we would think of, you know, as being something real profound or whatever. She worked at the University Hospital here in Little Rock for years till she retired, been in really bad health for many years, had one son, you know, only son. Her husband died a few years ago. They were a pretty meager means, you know, not a lot, worked hard, you know, and just, you know, didn't have a very easy life. But there was kind of a maybe a hardness or a super reserved nature about Mary. But then there was just some things you appreciated. And, you know, when she passed a couple of days ago, a lot of those things kind of started to, think about them. And I think that's what John Calipari reminded me of and taught me as I listened to him. And yeah, was he trying to deflect? Yeah, was he trying to make the fans feel better about a very disappointing loss? But what he said was true. And he said, yeah, am I disappointed? Sure, I'm disappointed for our fans. I'm disappointed for our players. Oakland played, lights out. He gave them, great. And I thought Bruce Pearl, especially tonight in his interview, talked about how great Yale was who beat Auburn. And he was talking about how great Yale played. And I just thought it was so classy. And it's so easy to win gracefully. It's not always easy to lose gracefully. And I think there's this principle about life to take a step back, to appreciate what you have. I'm actually writing a song right now. And I wanted to tell you about the song. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I want to tie in the song when I finish here tonight, because and I'll close out with that. So I won't deviate as I talk about John Calipari. But I think whether it's and I think this year we've really appreciated this, or not this year, these last 3 years with Joe Biden. You know, for anybody that didn't appreciate Donald Trump, if you got a half a brain, you do now. For those, and I know a lot of Democrats, it's a man. You know, I thought Trump was, troublemaker. He was blah, blah, this and that. And now they're like, man, even I miss Donald Trump, And the thing is, we have a real problem, and it's just the human condition, where we don't appreciate something till we don't have it. And we don't appreciate what's around us, what's there. And I think about Kentucky, I think about that team, that's us, you and I, that, whether it's your wife or your husband, your kids, our health. And I've made it a practice, and I think it'd be a great thing if you don't, is don't wait till you don't have your health to appreciate it. But wake up and go, man, I can eat something and I can digest my food and it everything works properly. That's a beautiful gift. I can get up and walk to the refrigerator. I can walk to the restroom. I'm ambulatory, That's not something to be taken lightly. My teeth are in good condition, and I don't have pain and have to eat on one side of my mouth. I've had that, when I was really poor and, had to wait to go to the dentist. I've been there. But I've got good eyesight, and I can hear reasonably well. I've got average intelligence. I can read. And, I have a wonderful family, and I got a beautiful home. But even for those that may not have a grand home, you've got a roof over your head, got a car to drive, I don't have to walk, I got clothes to wear, and I've got things that money can't buy. There are multi-millionaires and billionaires that are on oxygen or on a waiting list for an organ and would give every dime they had to a healthy person who had no money if they could have their health. And so I was reminded, and I think John Calipari last night, as I watched that interview, he was just so gracious, and he wasn't defensive. And they were asking him, like I said earlier, they were asking him some pretty pointed questions, and he wasn't pushing back. He just said, yeah, I'm disappointed that we lost. But I focus on, you know, all the young men. You know, here's kids coming from the projects, and now they're multimillionaires. And listen, you can I watch a lot of podcasts and video podcasts, vlogs or whatever you want to call them, and a lot of athletes. And a lot of those NBA players are former Kentucky basketball players, played for John Calipari. And those guys stay in touch with him. He's like a father figure to them. Their talent, their work ethic, their ability is what put them in the NBA, made them multi-millionaires. But they credit John Calipari for that success. And what he was focused on in that interview was, look, when I look at the end of the day, man, I'm blessed. Yeah, am I disappointed? I know the fans are disappointed. I get it. But, you know, I'm going to focus on the things that have really, really brought a lot of joy to my life. So I think those are some things that we can really reflect on and look at, and I think are so very beautiful. And I'm working on a song right now. And I'll tell you how the song came to be. I was telling my wife the other night, I was taking the trash out on Sunday. Our trash runs on Monday morning. So after church on Sunday night, we come in, have dinner. It's usually a late dinner on Sunday night, 8 o'clock or so. And then I'll bag up all the trash. I'll take it to the trash receptacle, and then roll it down to the bottom of the hill. We live up on a huge hill. And so I'm walking out to the trash receptacle to put the bag of trash in it, and then roll it from the backyard down to the front yard, down to the street. And I look up, of course, all the limbs are off the trees, and I look up through the trees, and these trees are kind of, it's real bright moon that night, on Sunday night, and there was all these old, you know, sad, lonely-looking limbs with no leaves on them, or just kind of, you know, real eerily cast against the moonlight. But as I looked through the trees, I could see there's a lot of stars out that night. And I thought, man, that's really cool that I can see the stars through the trees. So I came back in and rolled the trash down and got to thinking, you know, I can see the stars through the trees. It's true the winter stole the leaves. Let's see, how else did I say it? It's true the winter stole the leaves. If sad, lonely branches are all you see, look for the stars through the trees, the beautiful stars through the trees. So the course, again, is I see the stars through the trees. It's true the winter. It's true that bad things happen. It's true there's negative things in our life, but you got to look past that. It's true the winter stole the leaves. But if sad, lonely branches are all you see, look for the stars through the trees, the beautiful stars through the trees. And the first verse says, comparison is the thief of joy. We usually see what we're looking for. Glass half empty, glass half full. Gratitude makes life beautiful. And then I'm working on the second verse now in the bridge. But bottom line is this. I think so often in life we don't see the stars through the trees. We don't see, you know, you're looking at all your cares of life. You're looking at your situation. I am too. And I'm thinking about what I don't have, and I don't think about what I do have. Here's a principle that I have come to embrace, and that is, it is impossible to be depressed if you're thankful. And when you get down, and we all do, and you get discouraged, and we all do, if you'll start listing all the things that you have that money can't buy, it just raises your gratitude quotient, your gratitude levels. And So I want to encourage you tonight. I was thankful that I caught that interview. I'll just be honest. I was, and this is really sad, but I was looking, oh, good, I get to watch John Calipari squirm because, you know, big, bad Kentucky got beat by little, lowly Oakland University. And what I discovered instead was a guy who was very gracious, a guy who was very thankful, a guy who was reflective, a guy who was focused on the positives, not the negatives. And it reminded me there's some stars through the trees. And so I just want to encourage you and I want to encourage us to live lives that are on a little higher plane, live lives of gratitude, live lives of seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. And, you know, have you ever noticed when it comes to comparison, when a lot of times we do two things. We either compare people who have more than us, and that depresses us. Man, look at what he's accomplished. Look at what she's accomplished. Look what where they're going on vacation. Look what they're doing. And look what, you know, we're doing, even though we don't say that part out loud. Or we compare ourselves to people that are much worse off than us. We don't do that very often. But in reality, we don't really need to compare ourselves to people that are better off than us or less fortunate than we are. We just need to focus on how good God has been to us, how blessed we are, and quite honestly, look for the stars through the trees. I think that's the lesson that we all can take from that. I'm going to do my best to be on here a little bit more this week. I've been on more than I have in a while. Doc's going to be out for quite a while, so I'm going to be with you. I apologize him not being here. I cannot thank all of our patron. That's the people that give the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50, 30, 40, 50, 100, 150, $500. I cannot thank you enough. We are working. Would you please, if you have ever given anything like 5, 10, 15, 20, any, a dollar, would you shoot me an email? Copeland.Donnie@gmail.com. Copeland.Donnie@gmail.com. And just say, hey, yeah, this is Fred Jones. I've given you $5 a few times. I've given Doc $5 a few times. I want to call your name if you'll let me. I want to thank you. I want to personally thank you. Doc wants to personally thank you. And I can't thank you enough. Can't thank you enough for listening. I can't thank you enough for telling other people about the show. I can't thank you enough for both on the Doc Washburn Show and the Red Pill Plus podcast. And then most of all, thank you for the way that you support our sponsors. That really means a lot to us. You have a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and that you take the time to listen to us just really, really is heartwarming. And we count you as a friend. And we're going to start developing some programming just for you so we can talk back and forth. But I want to remind you, when you look up and all you see is sad, lonely branches, take another look and see those stars through the trees. All right, take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is Donnie Copeland for the Doc Washburn Show and the Red Pill Plus podcast saying good night and God bless. Bye-bye.